KPCW DJ and local singer-songwriter Wyatt Pike, one of the contestants on this season of American Idol. He joins me now on the phone. Good morning, Wyatt.
Good morning, Leslie. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. So start just by telling us a little bit about yourself, introducing yourself to our to our listeners.
So I grew up in Park City. We moved here when I was three. Did a bunch of musical theater growing up through the Egyptian Theater and loved that. Slowly transitioned into music around junior high. Started doing some school rock programs and that kind of thing. Speeding ahead here, I started gigging at places like the ski resorts and the lift lines, Black Diamond Lodge, Fuego Bistro. And so I've been doing that for a bunch of years now. I'm 20 today, actually.
Oh, happy birthday.
And thank you. And yes, I've been gigging forever and kind of learning to sing and play guitar through that and some lessons along the way. And then I released a 5-song record last year. So that's kind of where things are. And then back in November, I flew out to audition for American Idol.
Okay. So tell us, why was American Idol something you wanted to do?
Well, I grew up watching it, and I remember being in the living room watching Phillip Phillips come out with a marching band and thought it was incredible. And that definitely sparked some guitar playing in my bedroom all night, keeping my sister and my parents up. And so it's always been something that I've looked at as a great platform to get some fans and make some connections with people through music. And when the opportunity came along, I couldn't say no. So,
yeah. So how does that opportunity happen? I mean, you just check their website and it's like, oh, they've got an audition. I'm going to go out.
Right. So yeah, this year they did an Idol Across America thing. I might be butchering that, but I hope not. Basically, you gave them some videos and things, and if they were interested in you, you ended up on a Zoom call with producers. And so that was the alternative to in-person auditions for every city in America. And so I ended up on a Zoom call with a bunch of producers and some music people from Idol, and I played a few songs. And at the end of that Zoom meeting, they invited me out to Ojai. So this Zoom was in October. And then they invited me to audition in front of the celebrity judges in November.
Okay, so you've made the first two cuts, really, right? I mean, you got through to the just somebody seeing your video. You got to a Zoom call, and now you're going to be in person. Do we know when that's going to happen?
Right, yeah. So I guess I did make it through that pre-producer round. They couldn't do it for everyone, obviously, with the COVID guidelines. So I'm happy to be in that. And then, yeah, I went out and auditioned, and I don't know exactly when I'll air yet, but it should be sometime in the next few weeks. It's on every Sunday.
Right, right. So can you talk about, I mean, I know you have to be very careful about what you can say, but can you
totally
tell us what song you auditioned with? I mean, was it one of yours, or was it a cover?
Yeah. So I actually went in with a song that I wrote that I released last year on that record I mentioned. It's called Best For You. I wrote it about my sister and figured that was a great one to kind of share the story of who I was and that I'm a writer and a singer and a guitar player. And so I went in and played that as best I could, and don't want to reveal the results by accident, but it was awesome.
Yeah. So you had your guitar with you? Is that what you used? Because I know that they've got like a piano that you could use if you wanted.
Right. Yeah. I brought my guitar with me. There's a bunch of craziness that happens flying with guitars. That's the worst, but brought it out there and had my guitar, which was nice.
Okay. Now, do you just show up, go in wearing what you want? I mean, is there some wardrobe and makeup available for you as part of a TV show?
You're definitely on your own for wardrobe and makeup. They do have some guidelines on no small patterns, that kind of thing, because it's tricky with the cameras and TV. So I had to keep that in mind. But yeah, I was allowed to wear what I wanted. So I went in with my usual flannel and the hat that I like to wear when I sing, keeps the hair out of my eyes.
Yeah.
Felt comfy in my own clothes.
Sure. Yeah. Did you meet any of the other contestants?
I did. Yeah. We all had to keep our social distance and masks and that kind of thing to keep everyone safe. So it wasn't as much of a meet and greet as maybe it has been in the past years, but I definitely met a lot of fantastic singers. A couple from Utah, actually. They were down from Ephraim, I think. And yeah, met tons of people, got a lot of Instagrams and phone numbers, and it was definitely an awesome networking opportunity.
Yeah. So do you have a sense of what the judges are looking for? I mean, is it just the whole package, or is it just the voice? Is it the look? Or
I think so. And I don't really know, but mm-hmm. I went in with the mindset that I wanted to show them that I could sing, but also that I could play guitar, because that kind of goes hand in hand, at least for me. And also I wanted to tell a story and explain who I was, and that I'm a writer and that kind of thing. And so I think they are looking for as much of the whole package as possible. But of course, that if someone's a great singer and maybe isn't a writer, maybe they're a better singer and less of a writer, and that's that full package. And so I think everyone's package is a little bit different, but I think they're definitely looking for a full package.
Yeah. Now, we had to run this through a publicist of yours. So I guess my understanding is that all of the competitors are issued a publicist. What is it that they help you with?
So she, her name's Sammy. Yes, we went through her. She's just helping me to make sure I don't accidentally say something I'm not supposed to. As with anything, there's the details, like whether I made it through or not, that I can't share yet. So she's just making sure that I'm on top of that, and it's good to have her.
Yeah. So again, where are we in the process? We don't know what Sunday you'll show up.
Yeah, and so they'll let me know. For now, it's we just might see me each week, and so I'm tuning in, hoping to see myself. But I believe some of the show is pre-taped. They're airing all the auditions right now. Those were back in December, November. After that, we'll kind of see what happens. But auditions have definitely all been taped. So.
Okay. So you'll let us know so we can pass that on.
I certainly will.
Okay.
Totally.
And I guess, how hard is it not to say anything? I mean, it throws
tough.
You out of the competition, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely not supposed to share it. That's what I know. It's tricky because all my family and friends and people I know in Park City are all excited to hear whether I made it through or not. And while I know I can't share it, and I get in a little bit of trouble if I do. So it's definitely a tough secret to keep, but one I'm excited to share as soon as I can.
Sure. And I guess just the longer you're on, the more exposure you get. At what point do you think those that could really help move your career forward start watching the show? I mean, do you think they kind of pay attention all along?
I think so. I've seen some of the contestants I met in Ojai. I've seen some of their auditions and how their social medias are getting boosts and that kind of thing. And I think just making it to the audition, that's going to be great for my career as far as getting some traction with fans and people watching me. And regardless of how far I do or do not make it in this show, I'm super excited. So.
Okay. Well, before we get to go out with your song, Best For You, anything else you'd like to tell us?
I don't think so, other than tune in Sundays, ABC, 8/7 Central. So
okay.
Should be fun. There's a lot of great talent this year.
All right. Rooting for you. Good luck, Ryan.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you. And that's Wyatt Pike, again, one of the contestants on this year's American Idol. You're listening to the Local News Hour here on KPCW.